So we move on to the top 40, and with a man hailed as one of the finest lyricists ever to come out of Britain. It's completely mad, though. It's Morrissey.
In the NME's 50th anniversary poll, the Smiths were named the most influential band ever. Emerging out of Manchester in 1982, the group were founded by Stephen Morrissey, the singer and lyricist who made National Health Specs and Gladioli look cool.
In the midst of all this dreadful Stockache and Waterman pop on Top of the Pops, there you had this great stamp of odd, and it was in the form of Morrissey. I would go out tonight, but I haven't got... He came on with his shirt open, you know, with his flowers hanging out of his back. A younger country
boy. I never became a Fab Morrissey lookalike or wore the same kind of clothes or National Health glasses or flowers in the pocket.
He was so enigmatic and so kind of intense and probably wrote poetry. And so, you know, if you were kind of on your serious I'm going to wear black today teenage thing, he was your idol. He was very cool.
With tracks such as Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now, many dismissed Morrissey's lyrics and vocal style as depressing, but others disagreed.
Morrissey, man, the funniest lyricist ever. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, this position I've held,
it pays my way and it corrodes my... Everyone talks about how po-faced and they were, but the Smiths were a hilarious band. Girlfriend in a coma, I know,
it's really serious. I found him suicidal, personally. I found him... Why would anyone want to sit and listen to a Morrissey album?
I think that they're very funny lyrics, and I cannot understand why people assume that what they do is essentially miserable.
You either get into his world or you don't. That's it. And I went into his world, I think, and thought it was fantastic.
Embarking on a solo career in 1987, Morrissey later moved to Los Angeles in the mid-90s, from where he continued to add hits and controversy to his CV, as well as an ever-growing fan base.
I'll always stand and fight his corner. You know, the Smiths, man, seminal. One of the greatest British bands ever. And if a double-decker bus
crashes into us. Morrissey just unique, you know, I think in some ways underrated. In that, probably one of the best front men in a band ever. Well, the pressure, the privilege is mine.